Yeah, can she preach it?
Yeah.
I told her she's a closet minister. Because she gets up here and the word comes out. She's inspirational, right?
Yeah.
She deserved that standing ovation. That was amazing. You know, over the past 40 years, which is as old as I am,
wow.
That was not supposed to be funny. 40-something. Negan has become an international phenomenon, which is probably why we're all here, right? And we are expanding to new regions every year. You want to guess what region I'm going to talk about? Anybody have an idea? I'll give you a hint. I would not date someone from this country because there's too many red flags. I have a friend from this country who gets sick a lot, and her name is Avgada Chestnikov. Russia! Russia! Russia's in the house. For 10, can you believe for 10 years? For 10 years, you guys. And now, to help us celebrate this milestone anniversary, we are welcoming to the stage the market's managing director. Oh, I hope I pronounce this right. Vitaly Zmiev.
Wonderful event that we're having over here. Also, I would like to thank you, Mr. Kurtfury, for the chance to have such a wonderful event over here and for your invitation to come and to take part in this event. You know, at the moment in Russia, we do have certain economy problems, and unfortunately, we do not have a lot of distributors who manage come from Russia or from Kazakhstan or from Ukraine over here to such an event. But still, we do have few distributors who managed to do that. And I would like to thank them for the fact that they are so committed, so they decided, in spite of all the prices and everything, they decided to come over here and to be here as a part of such a wonderful anniversary. And I would like everybody to the most I would like to thank our distributors that is working very, very closely with our market, and this is Anna Kagan, Rima Katlovska, and Anna Maya. Thank you so much for your support. you probably are aware, the BPCI consists at the moment of only three markets. That's Russia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine. Ukraine, with the office in Kyiv, was opened only in August 2012. So Ukraine is only 3 years old. Nikin in Kazakhstan was opened 6 years ago, in May 2009. Nikin in Russia was opened 10 years ago. And so we are the oldest market at that moment in between all our countries. The official opening was on the 5th of February 2005. And you know what? It was very interesting to see how the growth went. Because for the beginning, for the opening event, we were expecting about 450, 500 people who will show up. We ended up with about 700. The problem we had that the hall was not enough for 700. It was exactly for 450. So we had people sitting everywhere. You can imagine this event, and I'm sure there are some distributors who remember that. There were people sitting on stage. There was people sitting somewhere over here. I was thinking somebody was sitting even on the ceiling. Because, you know, it's twice more than the... But it gave everybody an impression of emergency. So we have to go, and we have to go quick. We do have our own challenges, like long distance. You know, Russia is a very big country. And, you know, in order to fly from one city to another, you have sometimes to spend 9-10 hours. But in spite of that, we started developing and working on this market. And in 2005, we started having our first distributors. The growth was very, very good. Our first distributors we had was already in March 2005. First new three gold distributors we had already in April 2005. Our first platinum distributor we had in May 2005. And our first diamond distributor we had already 1 year later in September 2006. We have our... We have our Royal Diamond distributor already in June 2009. So it was already 4 years ago. The best thing about that is that already in December 2005, let's say it was 1 year, nearly 1 year after the country was open, we did $1 million in sales. You know, we always felt like Union is one big family. And we had this experience from the other distributors, and we were trying to put this experience into the local cities and to the local regions. So we started opening new regions. We opened the Rostov region, Rostov-on-Don, we opened Ulan-Ude, St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg, Yaroslav. I'm just pronouncing some cities probably you didn't hear about them. But the best thing about that is that we understand that Nikin opportunity is open to everybody without limits. We don't care how large is the city. We don't care what is the population. We don't care what is your education level. We know that we are looking for the leaders, we are looking for the strong team of the people, we are looking for the strong leadership. We were opening so-called pickup centers. That's the place where distributors can come, make their orders, make necessary trainings, and get their products. And I was thinking, well, we will probably go only towards the large cities with a million plus population. But in reality, no. You can believe that there were cities that was only 300,000-400,000 population. And we were opening them earlier than large cities because there was a really great group of distributors who were really hardly working. I was trying to prove to the company that that's the city where your pickup center should be. And this was something, you know, for me it was a surprise. About 2 years ago, I was in a small city. The population of this city is only 250,000 people. It's not a lot. It's small for us. And I said, you know, guys, I really would like to hear your so-called guest dates, like an expo in your country where you invite everybody to come and return. And this city is called Rybinsk, and this is about 4 hours drive by car from Moscow, from the capital. And I said, you know, I will come only if you will have 450 guests there. They had 460 guests. That's so surprising, that's so really great. So I was very happy to be able to. And we know that everything depends on our business, on the leaders, on the distributors, and on their teams. At that moment in Russia, we had about 170,000 distributors that had been signed. We promoted 2 Royal Diamond distributors, 25 Diamond distributors, 186 Platinum distributors, 521 Gold distributors, and 4,864 Silver distributors. One of the largest markets for lubricants worldwide. There are a few keys for our development. First of all, it's strong distributorship, distributor teams in the different regions. Strong team of the company employees and regional managers and consultants. We have a very strong relations between distributors and the company on a daily basis. We have a very good international support from our distributors. We are all in one country, but we understand that we are different, and sometimes we have to adjust certain things to a local conditions. We developed our own system of trainings and distributor support. We are trying to support distributors from the beginning, so they know what they need to do and what they can do. We developed different programs. We had certain programs to support distributors in the new regions called Leading Distributor Program. As a result of all our activity, according to the Russian Direct Selling Survey, Nikin has a very high reputation between the network marketing people and the network marketing company. In fact, we have the highest level reputation over there. We consider that great success for all of us, not only just Russian market, because that's the philosophy, that's the idea, that's the company that we are working with. At that moment, Nikin in Russia is facing certain, and the economy in Russia is facing certain challenges, but we always think that this is a great opportunity for us, the great opportunity for the further business development and continued growth. Despite any political problems, we force all our distributors to treat Nikin only as one global company. And so that's why we are trying to do all our best to make our Ukrainian friends to feel very, very comfortable over there. We are trying to support them, to communicate with them, and to work with them as we are working with all our offices. We believe Nikin is the company to support, unite, and create good relations in spite of everything, because Nikin is one family. So that's why we are looking very positive for our future. At that moment, I would like to show you a couple of slides, just to give you the feeling of what is happening at our event, just the faces of our distributors. And, well, that's not the distributor, that's Mr. Kutfuli. It was one moment we wanted Mr. Kutfuli to feel himself a bit in Russia. That's the recognition, that's the one of the latest our diamond distributors, new member of the President Club. That's recognition of our new promoted distributors to the PC Club members. That's the very interesting recognition. We have the recognition of the people who is working long with the company. So it's called Constanta. It means constant growth, constant activity. And there is enough of the flowers over there. The PC members, they are holding them. And people are going through this up. So this is very, very exciting recognition for them. This is one of the recognitions we had before when we are recognizing the people who is fulfilling the program of the wellness home that we have over here. And you see, sometimes we expect women to be the best one, but actually it's the man who is doing the wellness home in the best way. I don't know why this is that. The next one, that's an event we had not in Russia, we had outside Russia, but you know, I would like you to feel that there is a good community, good unit, great people, and we are passing all the best regards to you. Actually, to be honest, we are really looking forward to good development in Russia. So we hope and we think that we will do our best, that our market will develop so seriously that someday our management will decide that the Nikian anniversary can be somewhere in Moscow or Almaty. Share an update on our scholarship program and introduce this year's recipients. Please welcome back Jeff Eisen.